We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, November 16th, 2022 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Mr. Juergens and Ms. Haxby will be out today. Up first, consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held November 2nd, 2022. Approve all claims through November 16th, 2022 in the amount of $565,458.47, except claim number 22110252 to RL Tiemann Construction in the amount of $27,321.43 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received.
I think I made an error. It should be the amount you just read. It should be $538,137.04.
Claims through November 16th, 2022 in the amount of $538,137.04.
Yep. Forgot to reduce that by that.
Quick correction there. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approve receiving the 2022 distressed warrant listing. And approve reappointing Wade Thornburg for another term on Planning and Zoning Commission with a term ending in June of 2025.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Any discussion on the consent agenda? If not, please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 22110252 to RL Tiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $27,321.43. That would be for gravel and hauling to townships. This brings the total amount of claims paid through November 16th, 2022. To $565,458.47. This is a company that I am involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have some seats filled, but no general public, it looks like. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights. Mr. Swavely.
Okay, they're continuing to work on the outside and put the lights back up. Did they get them done? Dave will come up and tell us what they did, but they were going to make sure that the lights are up and ready to go for this weekend. So,
morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yes, they are done washing the north side. They got all the washing done, and they repointed up until the last third section, and then we're holding off because of the cold weather. They're still playing it by ear whether they can repoint yet this fall or not. But they did put the lights all up. That's all ready to go. So we'll just have to kind of see what the weather does as far as if they can continue to repoint that last section yet this fall.
And time for winter lights lighting
is at 5:25 this Sunday, November 20th. And this year we are going to put a barricade. The city's going to drop off a barricade, and we will close 7th Street at about 5 o'clock or so they can't come north after that. So, I'll continue on with American Legion, Avenue of Flags. They had a real good turnout. Flags went up real quick, and it was a nice 3 days for them to be flying. It was a cold, nippy morning, wasn't it? But it was nice to see the big turnout, and didn't take very long at all. We have a meeting with Conference Technologies, the judges, and some of the staff, I think, and I'll be there with Conference Technologies to talk about the sound system and WebEx up in the courtrooms on this Friday. They were hoping when they presented this this is something that the state is paying for all of the sound equipment. They thought that they would get to it in May, and here we are in November. So I think they are getting close, but they're just going to kind of nail down, get it closer. The only thing they asked of the county was just to make sure we have power run to those areas and computer cabling. So we're good there. And about the only problems we had, street lights are shorting out a little bit, so we're going to take care of that problem. It's just a simple grommet issue that's shorting them out. And then we're going to be putting some more sheeting upstairs in the attic for better storage of where we store our Christmas. That actually takes up quite a bit of space with all the rolls of lights, and those wreaths, we keep them in big boxes, so just better storage up there. So, and I did, I hired Adam Sudan, and so I did have him come in during the committee reports and introduced him. And he's doing a real good job catching on quick and nice personality. So,
temperatures next week supposed to be in the 50s, lower 50s. Is that warm enough for him?
Yes, it would be. It would be. And that's where he's, I know he's going to just kind of regroup and see what the weather is going to do. And I think, usually that two guys, it's pretty good sized square yet, but when they go to town, they do get quite a bit done on that.
It looks like all next week it's decent temperatures.
Upper 40s or low 50s. So
yeah.
And that north side is a different part of the building, that's for sure. I swear it's 30 degrees colder all the time on that side. So that's what all I have.
The only other thing that is coming up, and that's next year is going to be 35 years for the winter lights at J.T. Thornburg was the one that originally got that role. And I can remember when he came in and presented it to the board, and he did the majority of the work to get the things up and get it going. So it was his baby, and it has grown a whole bunch ever since. Okay, so.
And he is going to be Santa's helper. We just started that last year, and this year JT is going to be the one to pull the lever. So,
good.
With incredible coordination.
Yes. Yeah.
I can remember one time they pulled the switch and it didn't work.
Well, that kind of
happened one year I was there.
It took them a little bit, but they got to work. Okay,
it keeps the audience awake.
Must have been a short.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like Christmas vacation.
I want to see you out there.
Yes.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Equalization. They're putting together values for the updated cards. Finance and insurance. Mr. Juergens usually gives a quick rundown of big expenses, but looks like we'll just... Minnelli Wagner, that is one we could talk about real briefly. Minnelli Wagner, there's a claim for $52,351. We looked through that briefly. Big items in that consisted of the redesign work for the Bus River Bridge, continued design work on the Claytonia Bridge, as well as some letting information and other completed design work on some other structures.
There's about six different things that were in there that added up to that. So
those are always big items that people ask about. Otherwise, we've got three claims: Beatrice Sand and Gravel, RL Team and Construction, and Rock On Inc. Hauling Material. That's obviously a big expense for the county. Aggregate on the roadways and spreading. And then Sapp Brothers, we have a $25,000 fuel claim there. But like I say, we're getting back to more maintenance items that are general business, general maintenance items of the county. And those will only go up in price the way it's looking with inflation and fuel and everything else. Mr. Lytle?
What was our contract prices that we signed last year or that we committed to.
I do not recall what the price per gallon was. It was a good price, so a lot less than what the pump price is.
Less than $3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which you've made the comment before. Sometimes you hit high, sometimes low. We're trying to minimize costs or even them out. This year was one of those where we hit way below what we could have been paying. Big savings.
Right at $3. Yeah.
$2.89 is the price most people would trade for.
Oh. And then we also upped the gallons that we bid. It was the past. It was 63,000 gallons of diesel. We bumped it up to 68,000 gallons just based off what we had used in the past.
And that expired already, or
this month.
And we're using everything. Have we used everything?
I haven't checked into it, but I will.
Yeah, we need to make sure we're able to take all those gallons.
And then
we don't
correct.
Take it or buy it outright or something.
The drawback is you know, we're down a couple trucks, so we're not using as much, but I will check into it to see where we're at.
Yeah, we want to try and get advantage of that price if we can.
That's a really good point. I mean, if we can buy that out and just have it still. Human resources, employee relations. We don't really have anything for that today. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Well, we got a special guest with us today that had.
I saw a new face.
Yeah, we might want to see if this new face wants to say anything.
I'll go on every crowd, you know.
Well, there's two up here, so. Are you good, Gus?
I'll do a closed session, so I'm good.
Okay, all right. Cars are running well. No deer.
Not lately. We're still waiting on.
You just jinxed it.
I knocked on the wood.
Nothing so far. I'm just getting the last couple paid for hail damage stuff. So.
We got all the units on the road, or did we ever?
I don't know. We ever had them all over. I think we got a couple we've taken off to replace. They were kind of this leaving them for a spare. And if we had one of those three getting in here, that would help us a lot.
Yeah,
I'm down to one right now anyway, deputy, so give a little breathing room.
So we're still waiting on those to be outfitted yet.
I think they're a little surprised. They thought they'd get much quicker, being their 22-year build. It's all messed up now and stuff. I don't want to see what 23.
So we haven't even taken possession of them yet.
Okay.
Okay. Lisa?
Good morning.
I just have a couple things. Today we are hosting the BNSF Railway. It's a investigation and safety course. The deputies will also be over here, and some of our fire chiefs will be coming in for that. So as I mentioned at committee meeting, we've had three incidences here happen in Gage County over the last 6 months, and so of which involved a fatality and then a derailment and then also a accident on Hickory Road. So this is good things to happen. You know, their police department comes down actually and does that safety course. But more importantly, it just helps first responders understand, you know, how to secure scenes and investigations that have to take place. So, and then the second thing that I wanted to just mention is moving forward for zoning. Thank you for appointing Wade Thornburg to the board. And also our next meeting is December 6th, of which will be at 5 p.m. And that will be a hearing on the solar regulations. So the first step on approving the solar regulations. So that's a 5:15 hearing, but meeting starts at 5 o'clock. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
And Don did look that fuel price is $289.9 at 68,000. I'm sorry?
And gasoline is $303.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $303.9.
Yep.
For 32,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm. Is there any reason for us to have someone at the highway department at the BNSF training? You will be there. Okay. I was going to say that might be. I mean, we've got a lot of crossings, of course, and those are always a safety hazard. Mr. Dorn, do you want to take Road and Bridge?
Everybody's been busy, which is a good thing. Nelson did the tree removal on two of the cemeteries and has completed the project. The bridge match submitted will be going to the state, and we're 11 of 24 done with spring rock and gravel allotments, which is a big plus compared to where we started. And that's about all we got.
I see, Mark, you may want to hire large bridge inspections, so that, like the one at Blue Springs that we've talked about.
Yeah, for the next time that we have bridge inspections, I'll probably hire out for fracture critical for sure this year, and then we'll keep our local guy or our in-house person to do the standard routine inspections.
Do you know when that inspection might occur?
Not off. It's every 2 years that an inspection will happen on a bridge, and where that's at in the location.
We did get a letter from the Lower Big Blue. I think everyone's seen this. Scott Sabatka and also Adam Kimmerling. They're asking for some funding potentially from our ARPA dollars for the rural water project in the southern part of the county for meter readers, automated meter readers of some sort. We'll be looking at that as we go forward and see what we have for ARPA funds left. This would probably be a good investment of county dollars to help with that project. It's self-funded and it is staying above water right now. Staying above water. But it is a project that the NRD has to put resources into. Serves a lot of people. I think that one goes quite a ways across the county. Starts somewhere over by Philly and reaches all the way over near Odell. So that's a fairly large water project there. So keep that in the back of your mind. Mr. Kunke, there is a note here that says we do have cedar that may need attention at Stark Cemetery also. So that may be worth looking into, and that might be something that we can take care of ourselves. Maybe take a look if you're in that area. Anything else for committee reports? If not, we will move on to our next item, approve or disapprove resolution adopting and approving the execution of a master agreement with the Department of Transportation of the State of Nebraska for county survey services.
2-22.
I don't know, if, Roger, have you seen this agreement?
Yes, I had a chance to review it quickly. And my understanding is the county surveyor, as well as Mark, has looked at it. I don't have any problems with it. A little tongue-in-cheek there, actually, as I understand it, improves the efficiency working with the state. So that's always cause to celebrate. So, and everybody agrees. So that'd be my recommendation. Go ahead with it.
I spoke with Chris.
Mark, would you come up to the mic? We let the sheriff get away with that, but he doesn't listen to us.
I spoke with the county surveyor, and I shot him over everything yesterday and spoke with him yesterday afternoon, evening. And he's completely okay with this. He thought it actually turned out to be a little bit better, better work for themselves and better communication amongst them and ourselves, too, with work.
There's nothing else, and with the recommendation of county attorney and county highway superintendent, I'd ask for a motion to approve resolution 22-22.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any other discussion? If not, please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Along with that, next item would be approve or disapprove the master agreement for a 5-year duration with the county surveyor, the state highway projects, perpetuation of corners of land surveys. Counselor, have you reviewed this agreement, this 5-year agreement?
Yes, and basically that would be included in my comments earlier.
Okay.
Yep.
Same.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve this agreement. The 5-year duration, that's outside of a election cycle. Is that just, they just do it on 5-year terms?
I think the whole process of this was so we didn't have a chopped up situation. It covers a period of time. Also, I guess I would note that it actually raises the price that the surveyor gets paid, which obviously generates more income for the county as far as finding the corners when they do these major road projects. So, but as far as it extending beyond the term of the board, yes, that would be something that is permissible in this kind of a situation.
And I guess it doesn't affect this by any means, but the voters did select in the last election, not the most recent, but the one 2 years ago, to retain a county surveyor in Gage County instead of hiring that out. So this goes along with the vote of the people, I guess, to have a county surveyor and then give these duties to that surveyor. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any other discussion?
Yes, Eric. I'll just add that I emailed Chris and asked him his opinion on this, and he explained that it previously had been performed by the county surveyor, and it had changed to the state doing their own surveys for looking for section corners and marking them out, but they have a shortage of surveyors now, so they've asked to go back to the county surveyor performing these duties. And it had previously had been done based on each project, where this will cover for a 5-year period, so you don't have to go through approving each time that the county surveyor finds a section corner, works with a state project. So it just makes it smoother. And, of course, and it increases the maximum they will pay of $300. I don't know that it's always will be $300, depends what it costs, but it's a maximum. So that's the way I understand it.
And like Roger said, this would be more efficient instead of a survey crew from Lincoln, Omaha, somewhere else coming in. This is our own county surveyor who's familiar with benchmarks, everything else, familiar with our actual geology and real estate here. So I can totally see where that would be more efficient. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Up next, we have 2 closed session items. The sheriff has an item for us for possible litigation, and then there's also another item for possible litigation. No action will be taken after this closed session, but I would ask for a motion to go into closed session.
Oh, you do?
You may have. You got
it. Did I skip?
The very last item about the approval of the...
Well, there may be action after the closed session. I'm sorry. there may or may not be a letter sent out after the closed session. There will be no action taken on the information given to us by the sheriff today. Thank you, Counselor.
That's why he's here.
Yes. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual at 9:10 on the clock.
Move to go into closed session.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries.
9:10.
Dorn's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he went to turn the...
No, he left.
Do we have to do anything with this?
He didn't leave yet.
I was just sitting on my desk.
That's from before. We amended that.
Okay.
Okay.
have you sign it.
No, that's fine.
You're on.
All right. We will, I guess I'll ask for a motion to come out of closed session.
Motion.
At 10:22.
Second.
Moved by Swavely. 10:22. Moved by Swavely. Second by Schuler.
Yep.
Please vote. 4 in favor. Up next, approve or disapprove sending the response letter to Diode Communications from the County of Gage. This letter would be a response to a letter from Diode, simply stated that we are not in the well, Roger, do you have an eloquent way of saying what this letter says?
Well, basically, making a statement there were some concerns that were raised by previous communication from Diode, which this letter addresses. We appreciate the concerns that were raised, and in consultation with NET, we've fashioned this response to address both of them. And we're just encouraging both of the companies to work together so that we can maximize the services, internet services, to the county as best we can do with the available monies.
Any comment from the board? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve sending this response letter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler. Second by Swavely. Last chance for additional discussion. I think council wrapped that up pretty well, and we look forward to seeing the investment by both companies. We have a long-standing, very successful company that we really appreciate the investment they've made in our county and continue to make. And we have a new provider moving in that we also look forward to their investment and additional services to different portions of Gage County. But this is a great opportunity with both companies to provide additional fiber to the home throughout our county. And this is a stepping stone. It's not an all and done. This is moving forward, though, moving us into the future, work from home, precision farming, just technology transfers as a whole. These companies working together or working against each other, together, competing, everybody wins. This is capitalism. So
I think Gage County is probably the leader almost, or maybe is the leader for this type of stuff throughout the state. So I think it's good that we have the opportunity, since we have two providers, okay, that we can set an example.
I think we can't say it enough that the committee that you put together, and particularly Emily, have done a great job in going through a lot of this regulation and the contracts and stuff. So, the taxpayers were well served, in my opinion.
That being said, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries. We'll get that on county letterhead and get that sent out. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we have just one more time reiteration. The Christmas lighting of the courthouse Sunday night at 5:25. All of you are welcome, of course. Candy for the kids. I have heard that the big man in red will be there. So, nothing else. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:26.
So moved.
Cautiously.
Second.
Moved by Swavely. Second by Schuler. Please vote. 3 in favor, with Lytle voting no. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
The best part of my job is 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, bagging candy.
Bagging candy.
Is that right?